The violence in Ferguson caused President Obama to use language more forceful than he has in the past about race, breaking taboos about the issue for Americans, many of whom hoped that having a black president in the White House would mean scenes like these would be a thing of the past. Violence erupted in Ferguson the night the nation learned that white police officer Darren Wilson would not be indicted for fatally shooting Michael Brown, an unarmed black teenager. In appealing for calm, President Obama said the situation in Ferguson speaks to broader challenges still facing the nation.
We need to recognize that this is not just an issue for Ferguson. This is an issue for America. We have made enormous progress in race relations over the course of the past several decades. I have witnessed that in my own life, and to deny that progress, I think, is to deny America's capacity for change. But what is also true is that there are still problems, and communities of color aren't just making these problems up.
Analysts say it is not the pain and anger alone of the demonstrators that prompted Mr. Obama to speak more openly about race relations. With only 2 years left in his term, they say Mr. Obama has less to lose by taking the conversation on race relations a step further. Daniela Gibbs Leger is a former senior aide to the president.
The political risk, obviously, he's not running for re-election anymore, so that's sort of mitigated. Is there other types of risk? Always, whenever you're talking about race in this country. But I also think that it goes beyond the political risk, and it's something that's very personal to him.
Mr. Obama has spoken passionately on race issues before. In 2012, when black teenager Trayvon Martin was shot and killed in Florida in another racially charged case, the president said Martin could have been his son. This time, the president warned inaction could lead to more tension and violence.
Those who are only interested in focusing on the violence and just want the problem to go away need to recognize that we do have work to do here. And we shouldn't try to paper it over.
Michael Fauntroy is a politics professor at Howard University in Washington. He says that while Mr. Obama's remarks on race are more forceful than before, he questions whether the president was forceful enough.
What happened in Ferguson, Missouri, and the aftermath is something that the president was sort of forced to comment on. So, yes, that is true. He is breaking a taboo. But I hope that now that the taboo is broken, that he will actually do something with it.
When President Obama took office, there were hopes among many Americans, both black and white, that America's race problems would largely go away. Events in Ferguson show that resolving hundreds of years of racial strife will take more than one man and one presidency. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, at the White House.